I'm Carol Ramsden, a member of Local 134 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. And anyone who's watched the news over the past week will know why we're here. The United States is conducting a major war to conquer Iraq. They have like 250,000 U.S. soldiers with 100, they just announced last night 100,000 more are going to be sent over the next month. Already in the Middle East, so the 250. Then they appear to be meeting stiff resistance from Iraqis who don't believe that a bloody conquest and occupation of their country has anything to do with the freedom and democracy that George W. Bush has been talking about. And because we know it's the sons and daughters of working class families that are going to be fighting this war and are fighting this war and are dying during this war, and then we have no quarrel with ordinary Iraqis, that we feel we have to continue to organize and to speak out against this slaughter that's happening now in the Middle East. And we are not alone. We are a part of a mass movement that brought 15,000 people to the streets of Chicago last Thursday and Friday night. And over the weekend, there were 70,000 in San Francisco and over 300,000 in New York that spoke out against the war. The outpouring of protests outside the U.S. has been even more enormous, with workers and unions taking the lead in many cases. In Greece last week, the major union federations organized a four-hour strike to protest the war. Transport workers, they worked only to move demonstrators to and from the protest, and journalists only worked covering the anti-war movement for the publications. And in Chicago, Labor Against the War, we feel a particular responsibility to speak out as workers and members of the labor movement. As I said, it's working class people who are going to be fighting and dying in this war. You can be sure that George Bush isn't going to be sending his daughters out to the Gulf anytime soon. Unless, of course, it's for photo op with the troops in Kuwait, maybe, to boost up some morale. But in the meanwhile, as Bush is conducting his war in Iraq, he's continuing to prosecute a war here on the working people and unions at home. A few months ago, he used the excuse of national security to intervene in the West Coast dock workers' lockout to force a settlement that favored the bosses. And one of those bosses, the Stevedore Services of America, has just been handed a contract to run the ports in Iraq, in sort of the post-war Iraq. And at a time when state and local budgets are facing their worst funding crisis in 50 years, the government is cutting vital programs for working class people by the price tag of this war is, $75 billion? Okay, got it. Here in Chicago, the Chicago Labor Against the War began as an informal grouping of local labor activists who met last December to organize a meeting in January of labor voices and veterans speaking out against the war. Since we have worked in our various unions, there's many members of different unions represented, and since then we've been working in our various unions to try to win anti-war resolutions. And even though AFL-CIO President Sweeney has reversed his pre-war criticism to one of full support for the war now that the bombing has started, there are still a significant number of the labor movement who stand firmly against both of Bush's wars, the one in Iraq and the one here at home. And because of this, we feel that our work is only at its beginning stages, which is why forums like tonight's are so important.